Okay, my name is Ray Fillion. I presently live at 118 Elm Street, Azilda, Ontario. In 1956, I joined the Copper Cliff Police Department, and I was with them until 1973 when regional government came in. My postings were at Creighton Mine, Lively, Levac, Copper Cliff. In 1961, I was working at Creighton Mine. As I recall, we were on day shift. Our day shift ran from 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. On the morning in question, I was at the main gate to the plant checking vehicles entering the property. I would say the time would be approximately 7:45 a.m. to 8 a.m. I was standing facing north, and all at once I got a feeling that there was something behind me, so I turned and looked towards the south. The company has a heating plant not to a couple of hundred feet from the gate, and as I looked, I seen two big objects hovering in the air. They were silver gray in color. One would be approximately 70 feet from the ground. The other one be approximately 90 feet from the ground. It would be approximately 10 to 20 feet apart. In size, I would say they were anywhere from 35 to 40 feet wide, 15 to 20 feet high. The color was silver gray. There was no movement that I could see. I couldn't see any markings on them, no windows, no doors. The weather that morning was very clear. There was no wind. And as I looked, I said to myself, these things are UFOs. So I had some fellow officers with me, but they were in the gatehouse, so I, not taking my eyes off the objects, I worked my way over to the office and I rapped on the window, and Eddie Kane came out. So I told him, I says, look over there and tell me what you see. So he looked and he says, my God, he says, flying saucers. So we looked at them, him and I, for a few minutes, and then he went in and he got Leo Fernie to come out and take a look. So the three of us, we looked in awe at these objects. And then Leo said we should get our sergeant out. He was Stuart Lane. So we got the sergeant to come out and take a look. And he said, if I hadn't seen it, I would never have believed it. I don't know how long we watched these objects. It must have been anywhere from 15, 20 minutes or so. And they just stayed there in position. Like we say, there was no movement, no humming, no noise, no nothing. And then when they left, they didn't leave at a high rate of speed or nothing. They just started to move sideways, maintaining the positions they were in with a jerking motion. They'd move a few feet, stop, move a few feet, stop. And they kept this up for quite some distance till they got down around 7 shaft, which would be several more hundred feet from the heating plant. And then they took off in a smooth glide. And we lost sight of them as they went by 7 shaft, because by then they were too low and the building was too high and we couldn't see them. But I had never seen anything like this before. And somebody says to me, well, why would they come there? Well, that's hard to say. But that's the plant we were at was the old Creighton Mine 3 shaft. And the company had worked from underground, and it had resulted in a big crater, you could call it, I guess. And in these, if you look down into the crater, you could see the old workings, like the old stopes, the old levels. And I guess for somebody looking at that, these things would look like entrances to caves, because there were holes. And even looking from up on the surface downwards, these holes are quite big, so you can imagine Maybe that's what interested them, to come down there and take a look. Later, the next day, we had two people, Leo Fernie had two people from Coppercliff, who said to him that they had seen something up around the smelter about 8:15 that same morning. And what we had described was pretty close to what they had seen. And to describe these objects further, if you took two soup bowls, put them one on top, one reversed them, one on top of the other, and that's just about what they looked like. And the middle part was a V-shaped and very pronounced. Even from where we were standing, you could see that thing was sharp. The edge was a very, very sharp edge. And the under part, the one that was the highest part, highest object, you could see the under part, and it was concave. Had a little arch there in it. The one, the lowest one, the top, the dome, the top, you could see that it had a little wee dome affair. And I've ever since then, you know, I've been watching, and for me to say that I had seen something again, I cannot. But we talk about this often, Leo Fernie, Eddie Kane, and myself, and if we had only thought that morning and gone and borrowed a camera from somebody and taken the pictures, well, I think it would have been something for the people to see. And that's about it, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, and that same afternoon, I was again checking vehicles entering the plant after dinner, and a gentleman by the name of Fern Roberts, he was a mechanical foreman there at the plant. He stopped on the way in, and he asked me, he says, Ray, he says, what did you actually see? So I described it to him, and he says, if I bring you a book tomorrow morning, he says, would you go through it, look at the pictures, and he says, you tell me which ones, he says, that you've seen. So he brought me a book, a fair-sized volume of a book. I don't remember the title of it. But I went through it, and there was different pictures of our objects that had been seen. And the one that closest resembled the ones that we had seen was a picture that was taken in South America. One of the countries in South America, and I can't remember the name of the country at this time. But anyways, he told me that he was quite interested in this type of stuff, and like I say, the object that we had seen, there was a picture of it in the book, and the picture was good. The picture in the book was good. And, so I don't know if this Fern Roberts still exists or not, but if he does, maybe he can put more light on this thing.